Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, let's chat.
Yes.
What? Okay. I heard a story that you, Greg, stopped during the 5K and that Monkey tied your shoe for you. Confirm or deny.
That's a factual story, but there's more that that goes with it.
Wow.
That is a, yes, there's more. Where did you hear that from?
I'm listening. A very reputable source.
Who was it?
A long time daily listener of the show. I will
don't
not give up the identity.
Listener of the show.
Yeah. Let's see. Reliable.
Oh, see,
not just like a popped in on a Tuesday at 9, like knows the show.
Let me just tell you what happened. And I think it'll, as we, and by the way, thank you to everybody who showed up and ran the Jingle All the Way 5K on Saturday. We had 750 amazing people, all dressed in incredible Christmas gear. Everybody listening to Christmas tunes, listening to carolers, celebrating the actual holiday, which probably sent some, you know, politically correct people into a complete tailspin. Yeah. Anybody who drove by and saw the Christmas carolers on the streets of Maynard probably they probably lost their mind. But anyway, I began the 5K. I was in great shape. I'm running my way up a hill. The thing started with a hill, which whoever decided to start the route with a hill is a cruel and a very mean person. I get to the top of the hill.
Sure.
And Monkey happens to be standing there with the Maynard police officer. I think he's a sergeant. Lieutenant Noble. I think he's a lieutenant. And so I stopped to talk to them. Now, okay. As I stopped to say hello.
I already don't like where this is going.
As I stopped to say hello.
Yeah.
Monkey noticed that my shoe was untied. I did not say, Monkey, my shoe is untied. Monkey noticed it, and then Monkey
couldn't have told you to tie your own shoe. Monkey, you're on a cord.
Were you all jacked up at that point? You couldn't bend over because you were too sore.
I may have been sore already at that point, LB. Yes, that was like 3/4 of a mile into it, and I may have been hoping that everybody ran by, and then I wouldn't have to. So, but I didn't say, Monkey, bend down and tie my shoe. Monkey just on his own, because he's a nice man, bent down and tied the shoe.
Because you pay him well.
No.
That's why.
He bent down and tied my shoe for me.
Thank you. I needed a clean cut of that for the next month open. Thank you, Greg.
Rob,
you got to be kidding me.
Rob,
I can't believe this.
Rob,
this is...
Rob, don't.
That should be man-on-man crime. If I noticed LB's shoe was untied...
It is a nice
far
thing.
Far beyond me the day, Rob, that I'll care if Jesus judges me on that one.
Rob, this is why Jesus wore sandals, because you never had to have another man tie your shoes.
Johnny Vegan is an enabler.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I got to tell you something. Don't try to make this. I knew, you know, this is nonsense. There's no, it's a nice thing for a man to do for another man. It's a friend.
No, it's a friend thing.
No, it's not.
It is a friend. No,
it's a bro thing.
I thought you were going to go with the, I didn't want to crack 40 on my time. Excuse.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have the time to do it myself.
You came in at 39, so that would have been a viable. You don't want to crack 40.
Oh, that's a good way to explain it. It's like in the marathon when the runners keep running and the person handing them the cup of water runs along with them.
Go ahead.
That's
poop
what it was.
In this bucket.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Keep going.
Well, it's like a blowout in NASCAR.
Man.
What happens when you blow a tire out in NASCAR? LB
pit
knows this. You pull into the pit area and they change the tire.
If Monkey's going to tie your shoe, what happens if you pull an Uta Pipig?
I don't think that's where I thought
you were going when they said he was jogging and he sharded and he didn't know.
No, I did not. I did not.
Now, did he give you the full touch-up after? Do you get the full service when he gets the shoe tie? Do you make sure the zipper's up, the first button's buttoned?
I had sweats on. I run in I had my running sweats on.
Right. Why do you even own those?
I wear the same pair of... Every day when I go on my runs, I wear the same pair of sweats.
Those are walking sweats.
Okay. Did you take the tie out of your sweats because it was pointless?
No, I did not.
Because you don't need to cinch them ever?
You know, I want to know what listener has so little going on in their life that they're focused on whether or not Monkey is tying my shoe or not. I mean, that is ridiculous. Here's a 781 text that says, "It's official, Greg needs Velcro running shoes." Yep. Yes. I did.
When you get that, that'd be great.
And for those texting in asking if I was running in my meeting shoes, I was not. I was not running in loafers. Those I was not running laces. In loafers.
Noticed you're kicking the boots today.
I got boots on because it's winter.
Yeah, I know.
Of course I do. I didn't want to go outside this morning.
Did you treat those with leather treatment?
I didn't want to go outside at 4 a.m. and ruin a good pair of shoes. It's snowing.
Monkey, drive to Stowe and clean off my car.
Hello, Brian.
Yes, Greg Hill correction.
Yes, Brian.
Kobe ran it in 39 minutes. Greg ran it in an hour and 20.
I couldn't get Kobe. It was so freezing cold on Saturday morning when I left. I left early because I wanted to go over and do some stuff at the brew house before everybody got there. I could not get Kobe to go outside and go with me to go. He didn't. It was so ridiculously cold.
So you probably would have had like a 36-minute time.
Yeah, he would have dragged me. I probably would have gone down though. I mean, I would say that I finished in 39 minutes and I cannot walk today.
A crisp 39,
a record-breaking 39. You know, I believe Rob checked the weather conditions. I think the wind was against.
Oh,
that's
really?
Why. Yeah, that's why
we're
I was.
Asterisk. We gotta account for that.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Greg. I got a comment for you that's gonna help you out here.
Yes.
Okay, so tell Rob to remember that Jesus did wash the feet of his own disciples.
Yes, that's true. He washed the feet of his own disciples.
Yeah, we're comparing Greg to God. Okay.
I should have washed the feet of Monkey, not Monkey tying the shoes.
And there you go.
That's how that would have gone. Here's a text that said, "I need those self-tying Nike shoes." Yes, I do. I need those. Those new.
Did I see that right?
What?
They're almost $800.
Yeah, yes. They are. Yeah, they're $800. The self-tying shoes for the man who has everything for Christmas.
I'm not getting for you.
Self-tying shoes. Here's hello, Bill.
Greg.
Yes.
Seriously.
What?
Another man bending over to tie your shoe is as bad as another man bending down to zip up your fly for you.
It's not.
What is wrong with
you? It's not. You don't know how it happened. You had to be there. You had to be there.
I don't think so.
I will. You know, if a snake bit you in the ass, I got to believe Monkey'd be there for you.
I think he would. He would suck the venom
that
out.
That would have never happened. He would have fought that snake before it even got in Greg's three-foot radius.
Yeah. Monkey would have killed the snake if the
snake... Now, why doesn't Monkey do the belt for you?
Because I don't want another man putting my belt on.
Oh,
I did not.
Hold on.
I,
so now we draw a line. So that's where Greg's line is.
I just, can we, can whoever the
Does
person.
Does anybody have a photo of this, please?
No, there's no photo.
Greg full on in conversation.
I don't think there is.
With this team of people.
Shame on everyone who dropped the ball on not pulling out the cell phone.
Yeah, right?
Well,
in this day and age.
No. A grown man tying another man's shoe. Let me tell you something. If you're capable of eating and you're mobile, there's zero reason. That should have happened.
I gotta tell you something. It's not.
Can we have a reenactment?
You people are. Oh, you want to do a video dramatization?
I want to do a video dramatization.
With actors.
So bad.
Yeah, we can use Stiz and Hulk as Monkey and Hill Dog.
I gotta tell you something. It's not as it appears. The way you people are describing it makes it out to be something that it's not. It was. Just very simply, I stopped to talk to them. Monkey noticed that the shoe was untied. I did not say Monkey. I did not command Monkey.
Yep.
Monkey, tie my shoe.
You act like that's important.
I did not do that. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, David?
Not much. Hey, Danielle.
Yes.
Hey, guess what Greg Hill and my six-year-old have in common?
What's that?
They both need to have their shoe tied.
Yes.
I would have went with the, you know, the back was out, you know, or something.
Yeah, I had already injured my back.
Yeah,
it like was the ankle.
The quad, zero flexibility because the quads tightened up.
It was the ankle. All right, here is Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So if Monkey was there to tie your shoe, that means Monkey was power walking with you.
No.
Yeah.
Monkey right. was
you can't
at.
Power walk by yourself anymore?
No, no. Monkey was at. First of all, I ran the whole thing by myself, which was probably why my time was a little slower than I wanted. I had nobody there to motivate
the
me.
And
I had to motivate myself, which I did pretty good at. I mean, I.
Good for you.
Towards the
guy.
End. I was, you know, I was saying to myself, you can do it.
Yeah,
you can make it.
Self-love,
you
self-talk.
Can make it. So, nice. But anyway,
because I kind of imagine you ran like the president when there, was it Clinton that used to go jogging?
Yeah, Clinton yeah. jogged with the Secret
with the
Service.
Team,
yeah,
and
they
then
like
hidden team.
They carried
also.
Him. They carried him. All, it's like how yeah. they used to go in the woods and kick his golf ball out so that he could. So
oh,
he could,
it's right here.
So he could shoot.
Wow, that's a good shot, Mr. President.
Well, anyway, it was a great turnout on Saturday. Over 750 of you came out to support the Greg Hill Foundation, and I thank you so much for that.
And zero of you got a photo of this.
And none of you.
Consider the day a loss, because we need a reenactment.
Luckily,
it's so
well,
great.
Now I'm understanding why Monkey was at the top of the hill.
Because
the hill was the first thing. He just in case Chill Dog didn't
just in
make
case
it.
I didn't make it.
I'm taking his number and I'm going to count for him.
If there's no photo, it didn't happen. I just want to make I want to make that I want to make that so clear. Yeah. No
is
photo.
Is there surveillance video from any nearby buildings
no.
that we could
yes.
check?
Oh, you want the
yes.
Maynard police to yeah. look for surveillance video?
If you're listening, we need all those stores that were on any corner to hand over the video. We need this.
As this texter says, I didn't want to pull a hammy tying over to tie my shoe. I didn't want to bend over and risk injury.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. This is Nurse Jen. Hello, Nurse Jen.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hey, everybody.
Hi,
hey,
Jen. How you
Merry
doing?
Christmas.
I'm good. I just want to say that I was there when Greg crossed the finish line. I was cheering him on, but I was also very proud that I actually beat him with all my injuries.
I mean, really, like, you got hit by a car, and you still managed.
But, Jen, this is very important.
Yes.
Okay? Because I know how these people are. They're relentless. They won't leave me alone, even though it's the holiday season, and you're supposed to be nice to other people.
I don't know if I'm going to help, but
you,
yeah.
You legit, you're saying that you were at the finish line when I ran across it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And can you describe my condition? How did I look?
Actually, I thought you looked pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jen.
Fresh. Thank you. You had to say lie. That. He helped you.
No, she doesn't have to say that.
I might have cheered him and his chins on, but yeah. I think
okay.
he did look pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Jen. All right. There's.
Well, I was calling because I thought that I should point out that, Greg, you're saying how you didn't even ask Monkey to tie your shoe, but I'm pretty sure that's worse, that he tied your shoe without you asking.
Yeah.
Has he done this
right.
before?
Right.
Yes. There's a set.
That means
set
he has.
An established standard.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm busy in this conversation. Could you get that for me?
I don't know why you people insist on painting me out as some kind of thing that I am not, and I have had it. Here's a 781 text asking if we could get Officer Noble on the phone. I don't know why we would want to get Officer Noble on the phone. I mean, he was there. He did witness the whole thing. But
well, yeah,
he could tell you that I didn't say anything. Maybe we will try to do that. Absolutely. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.